If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Extraordinary times. And match day 26 of the Bundesliga kicks off.
This weekend, the Bundesliga became the first major sports league to return to play. And lucky for soccer fans, it's arguably the most exciting league in Europe right now.
Today, The Athletic's Raphael Honigstein joins us to explain how Germany became the first nation in Europe to bring back sports, why some people aren't thrilled with the decision, and what to expect in the very close title race.
We have, if not a genuine four-way race, at least 2.5 teams who can push Bayern all the way.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Anders Kelto. It's Monday, May 18th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
You gotta go faster, faster!
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
Are you kidding me?
I've never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
So, Raphael, soccer aside, what are things like in Germany right now?
Things are almost back to normal. I speak to my father and he just tells me that he's been in Munich in a clothes shop, that he's been to a bar where you're quite not yet allowed to sit inside, but you can drink outside, you can pick up most things. Some swimming pools are even open in some of the states. We've seen even amateur sports coming back. Fitness centers have reopened. Of course, all with limitations, with restrictions. All with social distancing in place, but a real sense that normality is not quite back, but on its way back.
Well, like all of Europe, Germany has been hit pretty hard by the coronavirus, but overall, the country seems to have managed the crisis pretty well.
In Germany, the death toll from the coronavirus is significantly lower than elsewhere in Europe. Chancellor Angela Merkel addressed some concerns.
I know you're not a health reporter, but from your perspective, what has worked to Germany's advantage?
I think a couple of things have made the difference for Germany as far as keeping the death rate low. They only had about 8,000 fatalities, which is much, much lower than the big countries surrounding it or even the UK. Germany had a really extensive, highly developed testing and tracing program already in place. People who were tested positive then had to hand in a form detailing all the people that were in contact with, and you would then get a phone call from your local health authority, really chasing all these people and making sure that they get tested. Therefore, they kept asymptomatic cases and people not knowing that they actually had the virus to a minimum. And then also the actual treatment was much better. Germany has a higher number of intensive care units compared to all of its big neighbors. German health system is relatively well funded. And they managed to treat people more effectively. To give you an example or maybe a comparison, in the UK, in London, where I live, you really had to be almost dying before the hospital would see you. In Germany, if you showed even minor symptoms, you could find somebody who would help you. So basically, just that the care was much more effective. Therefore, they were able to come out of this, to a certain extent, much quicker than most big countries around them.
So tell us about the process of reopening the Bundesliga. How was that decision made?
So the decision follows an intense period of lobbying. Prime ministers, the state prime ministers who were in charge, were heavily schmoozed, I think is probably the best way to put it.
That's a German term, right?
German Yiddish. By the people in the clubs. To give you an example, Bavaria, where Bayern Munich are based, one of the most powerful and richest states, and North Rhine-Westphalia, which is the most populous state, their governments were basically lobbied. And within a few weeks, it was clear that if the Bundesliga could present a concept, a medical concept, that minimized risk to a tolerable level, that those local prime ministers would be quite amenable to allowing football to come back.
But this definitely hasn't been without controversy.
In Germany, public opinion over the return of soccer games is split. A recent poll suggests just over half of respondents oppose it, just as the country is easing its tough coronavirus lockdown.
It wasn't universally popular. Some of the organized fan groups would say, we understand that you have to come back, but football without fans is nothing, and we would have much preferred for you to wait until football can come back in a safe manner for fans. Others have said, you know, more realistically, why should these men subject themselves to the chance of catching coronavirus?
Germany reported that the reproduction rate, meaning the number of people each person infected with the coronavirus goes on to infect, had risen. This comes just days after German authorities relaxed lockdown measures, and it shows just how quickly progress can be reversed, even in a country with one of the best records for containing the virus so far in Europe.
Then there's also the argument that, you know, the Bundesliga, by their own admission, have come back because they needed the money. They needed to put the games on in order to secure the TV payments. And people saying, you might be honest, but actually we don't like this message.
All right, well, at least for now, the Bundesliga is pressing on. So what exactly are they doing to try and keep players and personnel safe?
The stadiums will unfortunately have to remain fan-free for the time being. Players and club employees will meanwhile be subject to continuous monitoring and regular testing for potential COVID-19 infection.
Twice a week, players and essential staff are being tested. You can even, as a player, have parts of your family tested, or even your wider household. So the idea is that if somebody is tested positive, you can take them out of circulation, as it will, quite quickly. But then the second part of that is to minimize contact as much as possible.
To that end, the teams will be allocated several changing rooms. For example, with separate ones for the starting 11, goalkeepers and substitutes.
They've asked players to take their own cars when it comes to home games. They're all quarantined in the hotel, at least for the first week, where no one's even coming in to clean their rooms. They have to do their own beds. They have to wash their own kit.
Post-match reactions remain part of the parcel via the virtual press conference.
The number of journalists in the stadiums is clearly reduced. Plexiglass is used to make sure that there is no transmission of disease from the journalist to the player or the other way around.
And I have to say, Rafa, all of this made for a pretty interesting spectacle over the weekend.
And match day 26 of the Bundesliga kicks off. As I said, extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures. These two extraordinary sides hopefully will deliver today.
To you, what was the same and what was different about the games compared to the before times?
I don't think anything was the same. Everything else was different. First, of course, by the home team. They don't have their home support, that it can't sell the tickets. But also for the away team, because the atmosphere is so poor and so uninspiring.
And as a bit of a warning, we should say you can actually hear every single word that's being said there in all kinds of languages.
The technical players seem to be less affected. They seem to just be able to play their game. I think players and teams who rely more on the emotions created by the crowd, who run perhaps the extra mile or who just push a bit more, I think they might find it more difficult.
The goal celebrations seemed a little different than usual as well.
There you see the celebrations again. No touching, only applauding.
It was mixed. We saw some teams trying to adhere to social distancing and just doing elbow bumps or even standing off each other, looking at each other sheepishly. We saw some teams overcome with emotions and hugging and kissing, which was strictly forbidden but will not be sanctioned. As far as I know, the league is saying, well, we understand why these things happen in the heat of the moment. As everybody who's playing has tested negative, again, the risk should be reasonably low.
So overall, did it feel to you like the Bundesliga was really back?
It didn't feel as if the Bundesliga was really back. I would say half of the league was back, the games was back, but with all the things that make the Bundesliga so unique and so special to begin with, those things were missing. And you were looking at something that is incomplete. I think it was a welcome destruction and a good enough fix, if you will, to satisfy that hunger. But it felt more like the fast food version of the game rather than the wholesome three-course meal with free-range ingredients. What is an emotion when you can't actually experience it without your brain telling you don't do this, don't do that? I mean, it's kind of living life with a handbrake on. And football is all about losing yourself in the moment. So it's more a sense of relief. Something is back. There is something to do. There is something different to watch than wall-to-wall coronavirus coverage on the television. But it's not quite the same feeling as everything back to normal.
Bringing comfort into your home is the ultimate form of self-care. And now more than ever, it's important to take care of yourself and each other. And even though it's hard to imagine a summer stuck inside the house, we have to do it to keep everyone safe. And since that's the case, I want to be as comfortable as possible. That's where Brooklinen comes in. If you're working from home, staying comfortable is the best way to stay productive. And Brooklinen is there for me during every part of my daily routine. Brooklinen helped me build a bedroom oasis that's the perfect place to escape. I mean, you spend a third of your life in your sheets, so don't you want them to be insanely comfortable? Home of the internet's favorite sheets, Brooklinen's got over 50,000 plus five-star reviews and counting. Brooklinen is kicking off summer with an event you can get comfortable with. Everything from bedding to towels to loungewear and more at a savings you wouldn't believe. Right now, get 10% off your first order and free shipping with promo code LEAD. Only at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen. Everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
So, Rafael, let's talk a little bit about the league itself. It's a particularly exciting title race this year.
So this is a good season because Bayern have been bad, at least for the first half of the season. Whenever Bayern, who have been the dominant force, winning now seven titles in a row, whenever they have an off year or two, then the league tends to open up. But in November, they changed at last their coach. Niko Kovac was replaced by Hansi Flick. And since Hansi Flick has come in, Bayern have been restored to their glorious, most efficient, but also beautiful self.
With Bayern running rampant at the start of the Rückrunde, the rest of the Bundesliga better beware. 5-0, the final score.
The good news is that Dortmund have done well enough and Bayern have done badly enough in the first half of the season to still be close to each other. And we have a genuine title race on. We also saw Borussia Mönchengladbach, a blue chip team that has lost its way a little bit over the last two decades, but is coming back very strongly, leading for half the season before the winter break. And even Leipzig, who are not the most popular team, but have to be respected for the football they play under their really prodigious, very, very interesting and innovative young German manager, Julian Nagelsmann. We have, if not a genuine four-way race, at least two and a half teams who can push Bayern all the way.
Well, Dortmund, who you mentioned, are in second place, and they came out and annihilated Schalke 4-0 on Saturday. And this is a team that is young and really fun to watch.
I mean, Dortmund have been good to watch for a few years now, but you're right, this year they seem to have this wonderful blend and in Gio Reyna.
Tries his luck, oh, good dribbling. Beautiful goal! What a beautiful goal from Gio Reyna! That is a corker!
He's only 17, he's coming to the fore, but he's got people ahead of him who are only just a couple years older than him.
Haaland! Oh, that's magnificent! Sensational!
Erling Haaland of Norway, Jadon Sancho, former Manchester City player. And they're surrounded by slightly older players, but they're still as exciting, you know, the likes of Julian Brandt, Thorgan Hazard. So they have a really nice blend, and when they play with a sense of freedom and confidence, some of the formation, some of the patterns of attack and the passing combinations are really a sight to behold, and they are incredibly fun to watch.
And lastly, Rafa, I imagine a lot of people will be tuning into the Bundesliga for the first time over the next few weeks. So what advice would you give about how to choose a team to support?
If you want to have a team that wins and plays good football, Bayern right now are a great bet. So they are, I think, objectively just great to watch. If you can disabuse yourself of the notion that you shouldn't be supporting the best and most winning team, which I understand why you would feel that way. With Dortmund, you're not far off because Dortmund are winning as well, and they're playing some fantastic football. Their football is a little bit different. It's perhaps more, slightly more youthful and sort of big moments of joy rather than Bayern, slightly more consistent excellence, if you will, more machine-like precision and beauty. Then if you want to go down further, romantic notions of underdogs doing something special, like Borussia Mönchengladbach perhaps, like Bayer Leverkusen perhaps. But if you, for example, just want to watch one of the best players in European football now, certainly at his age group in action, you have to watch Bayer Leverkusen's Kai Havertz, because this guy is the crown prince of German football. He will be dominating the German national team in the next decade.
Havertz looking like being back to his old self. It's his sixth goal overall in 2020.
Watch him as often as you can. Watch Marcus Thuram, the son of Lilian Thuram, at Borussia Mönchengladbach, doing some amazing stuff. There's a host of players that you can go down, and you will all find them hugely enjoyable.
Well, Raphael, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
You can follow Raphael Honigstein's Bundesliga coverage at theathletic.com. From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Andres Kelto. See you tomorrow.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect forever.